Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, Phil. My name is Mary Rood. We live in Kingston, New York, and got a flyer that says that your service is now available at our address.
You should be. Can I get your? I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your street address?
Sure. It's 152 Linderman Avenue, Linderman, in Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you much for that. I'm looking that up right now. Give me one moment. I'm showing that we can actually get you pre-enrolled right now. It's because your service address isn't going to be fully available until October 25th.
Okay.
That means that's the in-service date of when we're able to start getting connections put in at that location.
Great.
But we can get you pre-signed up if you like. If you all are interested in signing up for service, I can be happy to do that for you if you'd like.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Fantastic. Is this for home or business?
For home.
Fantastic. Now, on the flyer, were you seeing we have a couple of options? We have a 500 megabyte, a 1 gig, or a 2 gig option for our fiber internet speeds. Which one seems most interested for you? Usually, if you do any kind of like streaming work from home, we do recommend, you know, our 1 gig plan. But if you're not utilizing as much internet, you can always go down to our 500. Or if you have a lot of data connections, you can always choose our 2 gig.
I think the 1 gig, with the 1 gig up and down, it's faster. We have right now the Spectrum Ultra, and this could be faster than that.
Yes, it is. So we do, so as part of the, of all of our packages, we do offer an additional, we offer pretty much one extender. So if you have a home that's a slightly larger than most, usually anywhere between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, usually we recommend between one and two extenders. We do provide you with one extender free of charge. But you can always choose to add an additional extender on top of that if that's something you'd like to do.
So right now we use, I'm not quite sure how this works. Right now we have the cable modem from Spectrum. We have our own router, and I have one extender in the front of the house. We wouldn't use our own router then. Is that correct?
No, we provide our own modem and routers. Some routers can't handle a full gig speed. Some of them, they'll say they can, but they usually they lack in some areas. We have the best top-of-the-line routers available on the market right now, and we've actually started beginning testing for our higher speeds with an 8 gigabit router. So as soon as those are proven and field tested, those will become kind of our core standard, and those routers themselves actually can handle a full like 4 gigabit per second like over Wi-Fi speed. So our routers are actually very top of the line.
So one extender is good because that's what we currently have right now. Yeah.
All right, no worries about that. So you still will be able to utilize your own extender, and we'll actually provide you with an additional one just in case you need it.
Okay, super, great.
Do you need any kind of home phone services?
Do we want to do a, right now we have a phone line just primarily for like when Kingston declares emergency, there's a line that they can leave a message on, like, but we don't even actually use it. What's the cost differential to add a phone line?
So the cost for a phone line is $24.99 per phone line. It includes local and long distance, including calls to the U.S., Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as all of your standard phone features you'd find with most typical providers.
We don't ever use it. I don't think we need the phone line. I think this might be just the opportunity to get rid of it. We actually don't use it. It sits in the closet with the router.
No, I understand that completely. Now, do you guys own or rent your property?
We own.
Fantastic. Do you guys know how you get your utilities, like your power and phone lines? Do they come through the air or are they underground?
They're off of the pole, above ground.
So that would be through the air. That's considered an aerial connection.
Yep.
Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Fantastic. Just so I have it for our records, can you spell your first and last name for me?
Sure. It's Mary, M-A-R-Y, Rood, R-O-O-D.
And what's a good email address for you, Mary?
It's maryrood, maryrood.mr, my initials, at Gmail.
Fantastic. And the phone number you're contacting?
It's my cell, so that's fine. 845-417-8206.
Fantastic. It's always a good contact number. In case we do get disconnected, I will be giving this number a call back as well. We have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Text is good.
So here at our Shop Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messages with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order, or billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this for account-specific updates, and we won't send you anything to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that all okay?
That's great.
Fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet service plan. In-service date is the 25th, which means we'll be giving you the call on the 24th or the 25th to get that installation date set up for you, just to make sure that we can get in and get everything sorted out just fine.
And what's the cutover time? Like, do we call Spectrum to cancel as of the date, or how does that work?
So after your services have been installed with us, that is the time after that you'll be able to give them a call and cancel.
Oh, so we can leave Spectrum running. So, like, we both work out of the house, so we can run off the Spectrum until we're ready to pop over.
Exactly. And that's actually part of our legal disclosures as well. We let our customers know, it's like, hey, stay with your current provider, cancel after you get installed.
Yep. Perfect.
All right. So with everything in place, as part of the order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine whether a minimum security deposit is required. It's not going to affect your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information to validate you are who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required. You can choose to bypass, but by doing so, we'll require you to pay our minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run a soft run that credit check today?
What information do you need for the soft credit check?
So for our soft credit check, we'd use your service address, your name, your cell phone number that you provided with me, and your social security number. It's literally, we don't hold on to any of that information. We simply just take that information in. It runs a soft credit check, determines essentially what we check is your delinquency, pretty much how on time you are with your payments, and go from there. And that gives us a report back of a percentage of how often you pay your bills. None of that information is stored on our end. I don't remember any of that information myself. I choose not to because I'm like, that would be bad. Okay. And the service we use is called Online Utility Exchange. It's actually utilized by your bank, by a mortgage company, by all of the utilities you may have in Kingston that you've set up to determine, what it's going to cost you to sign up for services with them as well. So it's an online reputable source. They don't hold on to your full social after they get that report in. They actually slim it down to just your last four of your social.
Okay. That's what I was concerned about, was the social bit, piece of it, and, getting lost in the wild or whatever. So, we can run a soft credit check.
All right, Mary, give me 1 second while I gather bits of information from this and actually get this underway. I just have to make sure I'm getting everything in correctly. So give me one moment. Mm-hmm. And Mary is with 1R, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. I just wanted to double check to make sure I'm getting all of my information and my ducks in a row. And whenever you're ready, Mary, go ahead with your social.
016.
Mm-hmm.
66-7528.
Fantastic. I'm running that right now. As soon as this goes through, we'll be able to see if you're going to be required to make any kind of payments right now. And you're not. You guys are an excellent match for us here at our Shop Fiber, so you're not going to be required to make any kind of payments until your service is installed.
Okay, great. And this says, so there's a rate on this flyer, $69.99 with automatic
payments with ACH. Yes.
Yeah,
so that's going to be... That's
so
going to be
via,
so you can set that up with me today if you want to guarantee that $69.99 price. You can choose not to do that if you don't want to provide your banking details with me today. We can still enroll you in those paperless billing, so that way when you can just go into your online account through ArchShopFiber.com just sign in. You'll be able to set up your own banking information if you want to do it that way, so you get that price. And you only have, and the only stipulation is that you have to make sure that is done before your installation date.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I like that. I like that it's automatically paid. Then I don't have to worry about the bill.
So
the bill in the mail or whatever. So
that's completely understandable. Would you like to set up that automatic payments today, or would you like to do that on your own time?
I can do that on my own time. That's fine.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll at least get you enrolled in our paperless billing. That way, you don't have to get those clunky bills in the mail, and everything just goes to your email address.
Great.
Alrighty. So I do have our legal disclosures that I have to provide to you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't have to be home for that part of the installation. Our contractors that we have that do run these usually should be giving you guys a notice and heads up saying, hey, we're going to be at your home. Sometimes they don't. I've had a customer call back before and they're like, why are they here? They were just trying to get ahead of the game. But don't worry. You don't have to be worried for that. They're literally just bringing the cable from the street to your home. The installation process takes place the next day. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Since you do have power at the pole, we'll typically follow the power cable so it'll come aerial as well. As specified, if you do have a current provider, which you said you have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your services are installed before you call and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements or any other account-specific details by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by your terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you said you got a flyer in the mail. That's the
yes.
number. That's literally the number one way of how people hear about us is they get to say, oh, I got a flyer in the mail. We also have adverts on Google. You may have gotten an email or two every once in a while. Just stuff that comes through. Is there any kind of details and information that we should provide our installers about something on your property, such as buried wired septic tanks, large wells, anything of that sort?
Just the direction of the large trucks, like on our front yard where the wire crosses from the pole to our yard, our gas line runs under there. So, like, driving a heavy truck on the front yard is probably not, like, yeah,
we don't actually drive any kind of heavy machinery onto the property unless it's a longer driveway. At that point, we're only on the drive, and we don't have to worry about your gas lines. Even if we do have to bury our fiber optic cable, that bury depth is only 6 inches to 12 inches.
Okay.
So
yeah. No, I mean, we're like literally probably 10 feet off the street. So
You'll be perfectly fine. One of my most fun things I did is I'm the lead, so I had to train a lot of our agents as well. So one of my fun gags I do with them is just I say, yes, my name is Dimitri, and I have big Imon Abrams tanks on property. And
well,
everyone,
I think we saw your guys when they were actually hanging the fiber on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how we knew you were coming. Because we were like, oh, what are you doing? I told us about it.
Well, we're stringing the fiber optics.
So,
do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for any of our technicians or service representatives like myself?
No.
All right, I'm getting this order placed. At this time, you should be receiving here in a minute or two a couple of emails. The first email is going to just be a confirmation of your order, letting you know, saying, hey, thanks for signing up with Archtop Fiber. Here's an order number confirmation for you, as well as a bit of details of everything we went over today. The second email is going to be your invitation to enroll in your online account. It's going to have a hyperlink in that email to sign in for the first time, as well as a temporary password. The temporary password will allow you that first time login and the ability to set up your security questions and reset your password to something more permanent.
Okay.
You'll
Great.
also, and probably within like the next day or so, you should receive like a text message saying, "Hey, by the way, here's your order information again." So don't worry, you'll get it in multiple forms. But other than that, like I said, we'll be giving you a call sometime towards the end of the month to let you know that when we're able to get you scheduled that for your installation.
Super. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mary?
Nope. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling our Shop Viper and welcome to the family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.